You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I'm Christiane, and I'm a sound engineer and producer at Global.
And I just want to firstly, right at the start, you mentioned how audio is changing, a lot of platforms alterating that. Where do you think... What do you think you're going to be talking about in 10 years' time at a conference like this?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't tell you what I'm... I can tell you what we're going to be talking about in 2 or 3 years' time, but everything's changing at such a rapid pace at the moment that you have to... You know, I started talking about sort of VR and, you know, or the fact that... commercial clients are now getting excited by the fact that you can do all sorts of VR projects, and we're just getting into that kind of audio and ambisonics now, and that'll be maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, and also all the voice activated technology. That's something else that's happening for the next 2 to 3 years, but literally none of that was around a couple of years ago, so I mean 10 years time, who knows.
I wanted to mention VR because I went to Fort Park on Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you've heard for years about VR breaking in, and it was the first time they have like a virtual reality ride there now. It's the first time I'd actually experienced it, sort of just as a paying customer. And I was like, wow, can you see audio coming into that at another sort of touch point rather than just advertising?
Well, I think it's across the board now, isn't it? I mean, you know, you have, apart from when you go and things like Facebook 360, I mean, I don't know if you've been on there recently, but, you know, you don't even need the headsets anymore. You can just go on Google Chrome and it's all there. You know, you can just turn your pad around and it's all there. And so I think that's what is getting... That's why commercial clients are getting quite excited now, because, you know, it's becoming much easier to do. It's not the response for every brief, though. I mean, at the end of the day, all this stuff that I've presented is really new and it's really exciting. But I think what we have to keep remembering that without, you know, for some clients, it's not going to answer the brief properly. It's not going to be effective for them. So it's not for everyone. You know, from a sound engineer's perspective, it's quite exciting.
Well, you mentioned a lot of the platforms. What do you think sound has? What advantages do you think sound has over something like video or?
You can't see the pictures. That would be every time.
Yeah.
It's such a personal and emotive, you know, sound is so personal and it's such a personal journey you go on. You know, I didn't even get onto the whole storytelling aspect of advertising, which is just so wonderful, because when you start creating these pictures in sound, it's so different from, you know, you can do whatever you want. You get a brief, you're not restricted to a shot of a product, and so you can take this audio wherever you want, and that makes writing and making sound commercials so much freer.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.